Welcome back to the show. It's Lonnie Ray. I'm your host. I'm here in season two with you, giving you tips on ways to keep yourself in a high vibration. That's right. I'm here to help you stay high. Oh my goodness. So in the last episode, I mentioned the internet guy not going down to check the dangling pole. And in my description for the show, I said, what would you do? Now, you know from season one that your first response is, oh, okay. But it's not always okay with us. And I'm not saying that that's what we have to assume that it is. But what I want to address in this episode is, how do you respond? And how you respond depends on how you feel about it. How you feel about it is based on whether you're addicted to your ideal happening, like him going down and checking the pole that was dangling in the air so precariously. That could kill somebody. Or I would prefer that he had gone down and checked it out. Well, after I hit send on the last episode, I did see a Comcast truck coming from that direction. Maybe he did go down and check it. I don't know. But what I got to do was reflect on the response. You know, our response is everything. How we respond to what we are witnessing is how we feel about it. How we feel about things is how we continue to manifest or block our own manifesting. That's really what it's about. You know, we have to start managing our emotions, reality management, if you will. It's an inside job. So choosing to look at things from a preference is really helpful. My little brother struggles with that at work. The powers that be will quickly fix the golf cart with a flat tire, but the seat in his heavy haul loading truck has sprung an air leak, and so the seat constantly lowers down to where he said, I look like I'm sitting on a toilet, sis. My knees are up around my ears, and I have to pump the chair back up many times a day. I don't know why they won't fix my equipment, but they'll fix this other stuff. And he's really good at his job. He's appreciated, but this really feels like a slap in the face. And the scales at work don't quite work as well as they should. And so it means that he has to sometimes change a load once they go over to other scales. All they have to do is fix his and everything would be groovy. That way he could continue to do an outstanding job that the company has brought people in to ask him, how do you do what you do? You're the best we've ever seen. He's really good at what he does, but he's air quote crippled by scales that don't weigh accurately. And he's got such a high standard, excuse me, for his performance that he's really, and I understand why, really upset that they haven't fixed the scale so he could do a perfect job every time instead of having to possibly double load or offload a truck. And that's fair enough. But what's going to happen is every day, and he says, sis, they know when I'm pissed. I drive around the yard really angry and stuff. And I said, honey, what's going to happen is when you retire in a couple of years, you're going to take all that stress with you. They're not going to have cared one iota, but your health will be the price paid because you take this with you home, you take it to bed, you take it to work the next day, year after year, the resentment adds up. And it really does. So I was giving him some ideas on how to lower his standards a little bit. Just recognize he's still a superhero on the lot. He's capable of doing an even better job. They're happy with less. He needs to lower his standards because they're not going to raise theirs so he can keep his ideal of perfect loads or offloads going. You see what I mean? So he's really good at his job. The scales are disabling him. He's taking it as, you know, a blemish on his performance, but everybody knows the scales are off. So, it's really made made itself out to be a thorn in his side when really all he has to do is just say, I would really prefer the scales were working. I would really prefer that my seat didn't go down all the time. And just say, oh, okay. This is the standard. He can go change jobs. He could change jobs. Maybe he'd get better equipment. Or he can accept where he's at. And the easiest way to get peace inside is acceptance. It is the key to peace. Accept where he's at and then go, oh, okay, I'm going to take more of this, but I'm going to take it in a different way of acceptance instead of resistance and hating it and being mad at them. You follow me? We definitely want to respond in a way that shows a flexibility of mindset. You know, if the Walmart greeter isn't so greetingly, oh, okay. So it's okay. It's all right. Just prefer that they might be something different than what they are. Maybe they think that about us as we walk through the door. Why aren't people friendlier? I say welcome to Walmart all the time and nobody says back anything. How rude. Can you imagine? Like, really? Think about that. There are all kinds of ways we can irritate ourselves or just release ourselves from the irritation. What are you holding on to? Hopefully not much. Lighter is brighter and it's definitely better. Thanks for joining me today. I hope this lesson meant something to you and that you'll share it with somebody you care about. Remember how to deal with a dumbass, what to do and say when they come your way. Hit number one in new releases for teen and friendship building, and parents are liking it, wanting to give it to their kids so that they can get the training for dealing with people that they didn't necessarily know how to deal with themselves. Parents can only teach what they know. If you're looking for someone who can help you dive deeper into the letting go of or altering of deep pains and people, I would highly recommend Marissa Jones. She left a little testimonial here on the show. I'm just going to share that with you because Marissa is definitely someone to follow. Really, she's traveled a lot of roads. And those are the people you want to listen to, right? The ones with some gray in their hair who really do know from the school of hard knocks. They can teach you things so that you don't have to go through the same ropes course they did. Thanks for joining me today. Make it a great day. And remember to ask, how can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? It's Lonnie Ray, and I'm out for now, but I'll be back.
Lonnie, I absolutely love your book, How to Deal with a Dumbass. It's exactly the slap in the face that most people need to wake them up to all the bad decisions they're making in their lives. So many are walking around asleep because they don't realize how much their destructive behavior is impacting them. You and I have talked about this before, but my coaching program is exactly that. I created a 6-month intensive boot camp called Mindset Warrior, and it's to teach people exactly what you're talking about in much more depth and giving them the tools to bring awareness as to where they're dealing with dumbasses and to empower them to just say stop. Love your book. Love you. Can't wait to hear more about it.